Why Europe's astronauts learning Chinese. It was not what Matthias Maurer was expecting when he signed up for sea survival training with Chinese astronauts. It was so nice and relaxed, says the German European Space Agency, ESA, astronaut. I was floating there in the life raft, looking up at the sky. I only needed some music and it would have given me a real Hawaii holiday feeling. The exercise took place last year at a newly built training center near the coastal city of Yantai, around an hour's flight southeast of Beijing. For 2 weeks, Maurer and fellow ESA astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti lived and worked alongside the Chinese counterparts. We trained together, stayed in the same building as the Chinese astronauts, shared the same food, and it was quite an intense experience, says Maurer. It felt like being part of a family. It was completely different to being in Houston, where I rent an apartment and see my colleagues only during a 2 or 3 hour training session. Whereas other space agencies run special team building exercises to help astronauts work together, the Chinese have adopted a more fundamental approach. The Chinese astronauts even spend their vacations together. They know each other perfectly well, so they're like brothers and sisters, says Maurer. When we lived there, we felt so warm-heartedly accepted into the family. China's Shenzhou spacecraft, which first carried an astronaut, or taikonaut as they're known, into orbit in 2003, is designed for a crew of 3. It's based on Russian Soyuz spacecraft technology and looks disconcertingly similar. But Soyuz has been flying astronauts for 50 years and is designed around a rocket that first saw service at the dawn of the space age. The Shenzhou is much more 21st century. I was surprised by the dimensions, says Maurer. It has a larger diameter than the Soyuz capsule and is much higher. They've had a good look at the Russian hardware. They've learned what are the good parts and looked at what they can improve. If the space capsule splashes down at sea, for instance, the design of the Shenzhou makes the whole experience of swapping space suits for survival suits before clambering out of a bobbing space capsule much easier. There is so much room. We even had inflatable rubber boats, which we don't have in the Soyuz, he says. With the Russian sea survival training, you jump into the water, there's no boat, it gets very chilly and it's much, much harder. Maurer only recently qualified as an astronaut, but in his previous role at the European Astronaut Center in Cologne, Germany, began developing ties with the once secretive Chinese human space program in 2012. He visited the Beijing Training Center a year later to look at the facilities and simulators. And in 2016, a Chinese astronaut took part in one of ESA's regular caving expeditions. Along with Cristoforetti and French astronaut Thomas Pesquet, Maurer has also been learning Mandarin. It's good, but it needs improvement, he confesses. Although, he tells me, his name in Chinese translates as Horse of Heaven. Maurer hopes to make his first space flight to the ISS in 2020. After that, he will be well positioned to become one of the first foreign astronauts to fly alongside taikonauts to the Chinese station in around 2023.